During the Great Depression, photographers fanned out across the country to capture everyday life in the United States. Some of them visited Texas, snapping thousands of pictures around the state. They continued taking photos during the early 1940s as America entered World War II. Yale University recently posted the pictures online. KERA's digital news editor, Eric Ossen, has explored that collection, and he joins us now. Hi, Eric.
Hi, BJ.
Well, what is the story behind these photos? How did it all start?
Well, back in the 1930s, there was a government agency called the Farm Security Administration. It was part of the New Deal. Now, the Farm Security Administration included a photography unit, and part of that unit's job was to document what was happening across the country. So these photographers took 170,000 pictures during the late 30s and early 40s. And some superstar photographers were involved, folks like Arthur Rothstein, Walker Evans, and Dorothea Lange.
Dorothea Lange. Now, she's particularly noteworthy.
Yeah, she sure is. In 1936, she took a famous photo of a migrant mother. Her head is resting on her hand, and she seems to be staring into the distance. Her kids are huddled around her. It wasn't taken in Texas, but it basically became the iconic picture of the Great Depression. Dorothea Lange did make her way to Texas, though, and I came across some pictures she took in Ellis County.
So where else did the photographers go in Texas?
They traveled through dozens of Texas counties. They went from Dallas to El Paso and from Brownsville to Denison. Now, there's a sweet picture that I love from 1935 in Dallas. It features a mother and her daughter in front of their home, and they're feeding about a dozen chickens. The pictures give a real sense of what life was like for everyday folks, but they also show a sharply segregated Texas and a segregated country at the time. They're pictures of African Americans, but they're on their own, including a photo of a black family heading to church in Ellis County. Now, some of these photos are in color, and some of those were taken at the Consolidated Aircraft Corporation plant in Fort Worth in the early 40s, featuring women on the assembly line at work during the war.
Why are these pictures so interesting?
Yeah, you've probably seen dreary photos or newsreel footage of long lines of men waiting for food back in the day. The photos in this collection are vivid. Many say these photographers really helped to humanize the Great Depression. I'll let Carl Fleischhauer explain. He's with the Library of Congress, and he talked about the collection in a video that the library produced.
The appeal of the photographs is the way, taken together, they offer a rich and varied look at American people and places. Farmers working in their fields, family members in their homes. Many pictures do document hard times, and some are pure poetry, evoking another time and place.
Now, how did these pictures get online?
There were about 170,000 black and white film negatives, and the Library of Congress takes care of them. In the 1990s, the library started to digitize the negatives. But I learned about the photos through Yale University. A team of scholars has gone through the pictures and organized them on a website called Photogrammar. They produced a neat interactive map where you can search for the pictures county by county or by photographer.
Eric Ossen, thanks so much.
Thank you, BJ.
You can see some of the Texas pictures and a link to the Yale Photogrammar site at keranews.org.